Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I've been passing this certain person every day as I, drive my kids to school. I've been passing this person, and this person's holding up a sign, and I don't know what's going through this person's head, but this person is very negative. They're holding up a sign, and they're basically against something. I mean, it doesn't take long. It takes about 2 seconds to see that this person is holding up their sign, and they are completely against something. And this person's been there day after day after day, rain, shine, police officer sitting there making sure that they're not being violent. I mean, I don't know what's going through this person's mind, but they are absolutely against something. Now, what do you do when someone's against something? Well, there's a couple choices. You can combat them. You can get violent with them. You can go force against force. It's up to you. And that's the easy thing to do, right? It's the easy thing to just react, to fight fire with fire. We see that happen. You know what's interesting? The place that this person is protesting, whatever reason they're protesting, this place of business basically put a sign out that says, "We love," and then the business name. And what's interesting is that hater went away. Did you catch that? That hater is no longer there. So I thought that was so amazing. I thought it was so genius to basically combat hate or anger or protest, whatever, with love. That's what got this person to go away, was love. Isn't that crazy? So now when you pass this place of business, on both sides, you see a new sign. And it says, "We love blank." And it's got the name of the business. And this person's no longer against it. They're no longer protesting. I don't know what happened, but all I'm saying is that that's a unique way to combat haters, is to basically say, you know what, I'm going to show you what I love. I'm going to show you what I'm passionate about. And it worked. Listen, if you look at history, Gandhi, other people who've done protests, it's amazing that when you say what you love, that is a protest. That's kind of the ultimate protest, the ultimate statement, is to not say what you're against, but what you're for. So I want to challenge you, if you have haters in your life, if you have people who are opposing you, if you have people that are driving you nuts, that you want to just run over them with a car, right? What if you actually responded not with force, not with fire, but in reality you responded with what you were in love with, what you were passionate about? That might shut everybody up. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Be willing to think outside the box, just like this place of business did. And guess what? It worked.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.